Hey, I'll call it my manaconda if I want to.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Of the planet Earth, it is I, your mysterious leader, Mudflap, and Pooh Bear, who is in my lap right now. My arm is going numb from holding this cat.
You're cuddling.
The cat's cuddling. I'm balancing one on my arm so it doesn't pull my headphones off again.
Oh, you love her. He bought a t-shirt this last weekend with a cat on it.
Don't tell everything you know.
That's my job.
I did, with the Urban Outfitters, and got a neon kitty t-shirt with, it's got 3D glasses on.
It looks just like Pooh Bear.
It does?
No.
No, not at all. Well, how are you today?
I'm good. It's Tuesday, got through the Monday blahness, and I'm ready for Friday.
Already?
Yes.
The countdown till Friday has begun.
Yes, as soon as the alarm went off on Monday.
Yeah, you didn't get up too early on Monday. You were snooze.
I was not motivated. It was dreary. The sun was not out. It was rainy.
What's the most you ever hit the snooze? Because I think I counted 42 so far. What's the?
No way. You're exaggerating. I love my snooze button. I like to wake up slowly.
Nobody else could do that. Most people get annoyed by the snooze button. You just get up like after the 38th time and do like, good morning, that was great. And I'm like, I've been awake for 2 hours while I listen to you smack the snooze button over there.
Does it bother you?
Not at all. I can't think of any reason I'd even bring it up.
Oh, dear. Just like the 8 o'clock bedtime.
What, you're going to bed at 8 tonight? We better hurry.
I like my sleep.
Because it is 7:51 right now.
Yeah.
Because we're recording this Monday night. Cause
I like to live in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
You're from the future.
What are you going to do with your day?
I don't know, but it's probably going to be something that you're going to be like, what'd you do today? Oh, that's all you did? Did you fix the closet? No. Did you? You're giving me the evil eye already. Why are you giving me the evil eye? We're supposed to be having fun down here.
We are having fun.
In the studio.
Basement.
You're using the evil girlfriend voice.
For the
basement.
No, not that voice. Gosh, I hope that's not how I sound.
Only when I tell people. And then she said,
well, did you fix the closet or not?
The closet's been broken for?
Over a week.
How much over a week?
About 2 months over a week.
I think it's probably about 4 months over.
Really?
A
Has
week.
It been that long?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you just haven't gone ahead and just hired somebody to come and fix that.
I'd fix it myself.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm pay someone to. So you want to talk about what you tried last night for the first time?
Let's do zucchini.
And he liked it.
But I only liked it fried. Has to be fried vegetables.
I hadn't had fried zucchini in probably 15 years.
Doesn't frying it take away the
Yes.
nutritional value of actually eating a vegetable?
Yes.
So why don't I just eat french fries and not worry about zucchini?
Because it was delicious, wasn't it?
It was pretty tasty.
It was better than a french fry.
No, it was tasty. I have to give you that. It was tasty, but, you know.
I'm showing my roots.
You're supposed to be like, you eat vegetables. Maybe if I fry them, you'll eat some vegetables. And then you fry them, and they have no value to them other than tasty.
All right. Not going to make fried zucchini anymore.
No, I liked it. I would eat it again. The dogs liked it.
Yes. That's the big test. They don't like vegetables. They are just like you.
That is my test for everything. I let the dog go. What, dog won't eat it? I'm not eating it. If the dog won't eat it, it's not edible.
That's a healthy test.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I bet your mom's so proud.
She didn't teach me that, though.
I know.
And as long as we're not going to tell her.
Oh, we're not?
No, she doesn't listen to this. Because she might hear the word
flapjack?
Son of a banana!
I don't like when you cuss on here.
What?
Yeah, I was listening to Monday's podcast.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't here to regulate.
What? Oh, I dropped
were like F-bombs.
I dropped the F-bomb. I got worked up.
Does that entertain you people?
Yes.
Email us.
It does.
What's the email address?
I actually got an email. Who was that from? I think it was Brian Burridge.
Brian B.
Brian B. who said, it'd be a lot more entertaining if you just let yourself go. Just be unfiltered. Just remember that? You saw the email.
I did. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
So that made me think of, you know, I could be, don't want to just be boring and everybody could listen to, you know.
Okay. So cursing adds flavor.
Cursing, I've tried to explain this to people. Cursing is like adding cumin to your food. It's like one of those things, like if you're making a point, you know, it's an explanation. It's the spice of the sentence. It's the adding the hot pepper to your
apple pie?
Hot pepper dish. Yeah, apple pie. Yeah. Hi, this is apple pie. Fuck the apple pie. See the difference there? See how you...
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. So that's, carry on with your cussing.
Well, I don't want to now because I just feel like I'm doing it just to do it. So screw that. I'm not going to say it.
You're hilarious. Did you talk about what we did this last weekend? What
did we do?
Saturday night, we checked out the new club.
Oh, I did not. The Grizzly Rock.
The Grizzly Rock. It's here in Denver. Yeah. It's kind of a big deal, I think.
Well, it is for Denver.
Right. But people that come through Denver might be like, wait, Mudflap was talking about this the Grizzly Rock.
We should drop in and hear disco.
Don't. Don't. They have their grand opening this Saturday.
Yes, they do.
The 14th?
Right. So anybody 14th? In Denver that hears this, they're at 6th
and Sheraton. The Grizzly Rock. Check it out. It's really cool. Like, it's a nice club.
They remodeled it. For anybody that... we'll spend too much time on this because the UK people go, I don't know right. What she's talking about. But it used to be a club called After the Gold Rush. And it was the big rock bar for a long time. And then it shut down. And now they've reopened it as the ultimate Denver rock bar. The Grizzly Rock.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it was nice to get out and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. You got your drink on?
People are going to think I have a problem.
Why? Just because I mentioned it? Did you guys
every
your drink
time
on?
I have a sip of alcohol? Oh, she was drinking.
Well, you were drinking, and I had to drive you home again.
Wow.
Well, I was driving, wasn't I?
That's because you get car sick if you don't drive.
Well, I know, but the point being,
I could drink water, and you'd have to drive me home.
Whatever. Then I'm still your designated driver. She can't drive. She's had water. She might have to pee and swerve.
Right, and make you sick.
That's right. So I'm the designated driver while you get your drink on. What were you drinking the other night?
Malibu.
Of course. It was the sake bomb was last night. That was the night before.
Yeah.
And what do you think is the ultimate ladies drink? Wine? A white wine?
Yeah. Oh, no, it depends. I think red wines are very popular. I don't like red wine.
Taste? Headache? What?
Yeah, the taste. It's very dry most of the time.
You like the sweet stuff, like sangria.
Yes. And Malibu.
That's not wine.
I know.
See how you keep going back to Malibu and you keep going, I don't have a problem, but you always get back to Malibu. See how this works?
I do. I do.
You see how, you see that I'm making it a big circle.
That's
what
you
see.
You're good at that.
I know. I can talk my way around things.
You can walk and talk. Good job.
Thank you.
2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
What happens in 2 days?
Big Brother!
Oh, then we can get out to Malibu and celebrate.
Big Brother 14.
Which, you've watched every one of them?
No, I think I started season 2 or 3.
You got hooked immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Evil Dick's first one?
No, I don't remember. Like, they all kind of, like, go away. But it's entertainment for the summer because all of the normal shows are on reruns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I think that's why I got roped in.
Is this the only reality show you like?
Yes, I've said that.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's the summer thing because there's not a lot on and it's kind of mindless.
Uh-huh.
But it's also entertaining to think about being locked in a house and so like hundreds, lots of cameras are on you and every move.
And the thought of cameras on you excites you?
No, I just think it's odd that people sign up to do this.
Well, you were going to. You
because
wanted
of the
to.
Money.
You'd have been on camera for money?
But speaking of the Big Brother, I've got a segue into my news with this Big Brother thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't go there. So you have mentioned that you have watched the Big Brother UK.
Yes.
Well, have you heard of a lady by the name of Jasmine Lenard?
No.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing her right.
What does she do? Who is she?
She is going to be on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. And her big, I guess, fame thing is that she romped with Simon Cowell for 6 months during his relationship with his longtime girlfriend, Terry Seymour.
Romped.
Yeah. Yeah, and it happened way back in 2006, and she's still
living off the fame.
And she's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother.
Huh.
I'm glad the U.S. hasn't done a Celebrity Big Brother.
Why?
Because it would be silly. It would be like the Surreal, wasn't that where they got locked in a house, Surreal Life or whatever?
Yeah, I never watched that either. But the Celebrity Big Brother was pretty good because I watched it before with Michael Madsen and a couple of the Playboy people and a couple of British singers and
the UK. I know nothing about any of that.
Right, but it'd be just as much fun to get to some of the,
I guess,
the celebrities here.
But it's much shorter.
Well, he really turned out to be an ass, didn't he? That kind of...
Yeah, like Vanilla Ice. I think he was on The Surreal Life.
He was kind of an ass on there.
Very angry man.
Well, would you be angry after one hit and banished to the cutout bin?
He has relocated to Colorado, supposedly, so you behave.
Yeah, I tweeted him, and he didn't write back.
Oh.
I tweeted, heard you moved to Colorado. Truth or rumor?
Nothing back.
Hmm.
Did you talk about who's following you on Twitter?
No, I did not.
It's a huge deal.
I was very surprised.
I was excited for you.
Are you ready for this?
Who's following Mudflap?
Captain Purple.
Barney the Purple Dinosaur?
No. You're showing your age. Or I am.
I was going to say, who's Captain Purple?
Donny Osmond.
I have never heard him referred to as Captain Purple.
It was from the TV show years ago when he did the Donny Marie show. He always wore purple. Purple was his favorite. And that's, I think, what got him, got me noticed. I saw that he was on there, and then I tweeted, always loved the purple socks or something like that, because they always had, and then he wrote me back direct message. We got this thing that said, love the hurricane bit.
Mm-hmm. Because you have the video on YouTube, your hurricane
my comedy
stand-up
thing about hurricanes. And he wrote back, I love the hurricane bit, and thanks for the follow. And then he started following me.
That's
awesome. Really weird, though.
Congratulations.
So what does that mean? Does that mean he had already seen my stand-up and then wrote me? Or because he saw my comment, did he Google the name and see the comedy bit? But... doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Donny Osmond is following me on Twitter. And you know what that means? You should be following me too, people.
How do they follow you on Twitter?
They look me up.
Oh. What's your name on Twitter?
I know you're trying to get it out of me. That's why you're like, just say how to do it. Because
I'm stressing out.
It's at the Steve McGrew sign. We know.
I know, but you're... Repetition, babe.
Repetition.
It drills into people's heads.
That's
and then
why
they're
I say,
like, Twitter at Steve McGroup. Twitter at Steve McGroup. It goes hand in hand.
Miss Thing, Malibu. See how that goes? Look at that face you're making. Maybe somebody would just like to just send you a big old bottle of Malibu. Maybe the people that
good.
Maybe the people that make Malibu will hear this and think, you know what? She is such a fan of ours. We should just send her a case of Malibu.
And then they can be a sponsor.
Yeah.
didn't Miranda and Blake kind of do something like that with Bacardi?
They did.
Because of the Miranda Rita. And Bacardi is the rum she uses, and she talked about it, and mm-hmm. her and Blake are like, what the heck? Why isn't Bacardi sponsoring
didn't
us?
Didn't they say something like, we're going to stop yes. talking about you yes. or stop using you if you don't?
And then I think something came of that, and I haven't heard about the Randarita since. Have you?
No.
They probably got a bunch of Bacardi, and they're like, we're set for a while.
Ah, screw it. We're not talking about it. Have you had a Randarita?
No. I like Malibu, and that's Bacardi.
What difference does it make if you're just going to have... Because like, certain cocktails are made with different things.
I know.
And you're a Miranda fan, so why wouldn't you at least... I want to try and experience what Miranda does.
That would be weird, don't you think?
No. I think that's what fans do, isn't it?
Psycho fans?
Yeah. Remember, think back on Billy Ray. Oh. Now, when Billy Ray...
You wouldn't believe. Remember when he used to wear the cutoff t-shirts?
Uh-huh. You started wearing cutoff t-shirts, did you?
I went to the thrift store and bought sweatshirts and t-shirts and cut them off. And I would wear a sports bra underneath it.
Psycho.
Yeah. I was really cool in school. I wasn't.
What?
Not at all.
What?
Who's that weird Billy Ray Cyrus fan? Oh my gosh. What is wrong with her?
What was it?
I don't know.
Who's your guy now?
You are, baby.
No, I know that. But I mean, music-wise, who is the one that you're like? Because Billy, you said before, well, I didn't like him like that. It was the music. I just loved the music. So who would it be now?
Eric Church.
And so how come you don't walk around with sunglasses and...
I'm stoned off my butt. Because I have grown up. I have matured. Yay! Oh, didn't you have any idols as a kid like that?
Yeah.
Who?
Bob Dylan.
And you named your son after him.
I did. But I used to think Bob Dylan's hair was really cool because he had that white man fro.
So did you try?
Yeah. No, I did. I got the perm. Ooh, I had the perm so I could have the white man fro.
You need to dig out pictures of that.
Oh, you don't want to see me in
the
afro.
Oh, yeah, I do.
There's very few pictures of me with the Dylan afro. I think it's called the Jufro.
The Jufro?
Not the afro. Jufro.
Oh. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Quick tonight.
Quick. Who else did... There was somebody else that I... Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
When I was younger, Glenn Campbell mm-hmm. had that great surfer hair. He always wore it combed mm-hmm. down and in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a while I was doing the Glenn Campbell hair.
Wow.
Combing it all down in the front.
Huh.
Yeah. So I guess people, that's how why you see people that look now like pink,
Justin Bieber.
Pink or Justin Bieber or...
I haven't seen many people do the pink.
Not in a while.
But she rocks. She has a new song out.
What's that?
Blow Me One Last Kiss. Or
Blow Me One Last Kiss. Is that how it...
It's similar. It's a good song. Yeah, I like it. It's a good driving song.
How's it go?
I don't know. I've heard it twice, but I liked it. I'm not you. I'm not a sponge. I have to hear it like 30 times before I get like the first verse.
So you don't even know what the song's about?
I think it's about a breakup. Like... We had a bad day.
I am shocked that a pop song is about a breakup. Nobody ever sings about that. What I am tired of, though.
Call Me Maybe?
No. Here's my number. Call Me Maybe. No, it's I'm at a payphone.
Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
God. Play it too much.
They do. They always do that with every song, though.
Why would they write about a payphone? It's not the 1980s. Where is he that
it's
he asked?
Throwback.
Where did he find
it's
a payphone?
Retro.
Whatever.
I think we've talked about this.
Maybe he wrote it like 20 years ago and they finally got around to recording it.
Maybe.
You know, because I'm on my cell phone trying to call home. Would make more sense.
But it wouldn't be retro. Retro's kind of cool now. Yeah. Look at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, all the turntables uh-huh. and wax records and mm-hmm. the handset. I mean, well, I don't understand that. You buy the handset for your cell phone. You walk around, look at me. I'm on a telephone.
Nobody's actually. It's going to be one of those gifts that you give people,
like the singing
and
bass.
And they never use it. The what?
The singing bass. Billy.
Oh, yeah.
Was singing bass.
Yeah, take me to the river or whatever.
Take me to the river. Drop me in the water.
Yes. Yeah. That was hot for a couple years. Don't you have one of those?
Don't tell everything you know. I didn't buy it.
It was a gift. That's how this phone thing. You got to explain what we're talking about, because not everybody's going to know.
It's like the old phone that you would have on
the base.
A house phone. Yes. Yeah, it's just a handset of a
that you plug into your iPhone.
You plug it into your iPhone. So you walk around holding a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard the other day, somebody told me that they have the new brick phone. Remember the old giant Zach from Saved by the Bell phone?
Yeah.
You put your iPhone into that, so you carry the brick phone again.
It's all throwback. People love to throw it back.
Mm-hmm. You know what you like to throw back?
What?
Malibu. See how I brought that all?
I stepped into that. It stinks.
Yeah.
You love laughing at me.
All right. So you got your news ready?
I got a little bit of news.
Only a little bit?
A little bit. Kind of minimal.
All right. Let me do your theme song. Ready? And now the news. I just made that up. I pulled it out of my butt. Does it smell funny? And now, here's All Things Considered.
Hello, this is Miss Thing. First up, police and firefighters in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton.
Will now earn the same wage as McDonald's employees.
Hmm.
In an effort to slash the city's budget, the salaries of almost 400 workers have been unilaterally reduced to the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour for an indefinite period.
So why would you want to be a cop and put your life on the
line? I don't know.
When you could just hand out fries to the windows.
So carrying firearms, running into burning buildings, and saving lives involves a wee bit more training than your average fry pusher. But why not? Let's all make the same.
That's just screwed up.
I know. I agree.
Is it going to be just the cops, or it's not the firefighters? The
police and firefighters.
Police and firefighters.
Yes. And, of course, the employees' union has filed a lawsuit, because back northeast, you know, unions are a huge thing.
Right.
I'm sure it's going to last probably all of 5 minutes.
Right, because I can't imagine that. You would not want to put your life on the line
for
minimum wage.
No, not at all.
Hmm.
Celebrities often use their fame and fortune to start businesses,
mm-hmm.
but once the ventures are up and running, history shows that stars still succumb to some of the same hardships that trip up everyday entrepreneurs.
Like what?
Well, I got three examples here of stars that have tried to make it big doing something other than being a star. Are you falling asleep over there?
No, I was listening.
His eyes were closed.
I'm listening, paying attention, hoping I'll find a keyword that makes me just blurt out something.
Gotcha. All right. In 2008, Natalie Portman created a line of vegan-friendly footwear, which retailed for a hefty $200 a pair. They were created without fur, leather, or feathers. And though one could say the price didn't help move the product, the end of Portman's venture came less than a year after its launch.
What?
So vegan-friendly footwear.
What do you make shoes out of that if you don't use leather or feathers or
fur? I don't know.
Cork.
Rope.
I've seen those rope sandals. They don't look comfortable. Have you ever seen those? They look like they're
makes
wound.
Makes you feel bad for Jesus.
Did he wear rope sandals?
Isn't that what all the Bible pictures show in the children's Bibles?
I guess they do. And I always hear about the hemp. These mm-hmm. are made of hemp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another celebrity whose venture kind of fizzled, wrestling legend Hulk Hogan saw his fast food restaurant Pasta Mania, which offered pasta variations like Hulk U's and Hulkaroos, get choked out in 1995. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
I guess it had some promotional help from the World Wrestling Federation, the WWF, but it closed its doors after less than a year.
It was like one restaurant. It wasn't like a chain, like Roy Rogers or something like that.
Right, right. That's what it sounds like. And then finally, bad publicity.
One more time.
Sometimes
take two.
My tongue doesn't work with my brain.
Take two.
Bad publicity started destroying Nyla. Do you remember Nyla?
No.
It was a restaurant Britney Spears opened in June of 2002.
I do, now that you say that.
I forgot about it till I read the story, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm a huge Britney fan.
What happened there?
Well, health violations, bad food, and poor service, not to mention loads of debt, led to a major overhaul of the menu from Southern-style dishes to Italian-style fare. The menu change didn't help. Spears would eventually abandon the restaurant, claiming that it fell victim to mismanagement.
Does it say how much money she lost or how long she tried? Or
no.
These stories are incomplete on you. Not your fault, just whoever
totally
writes.
Totally my fault.
Whoever writes. Is it really?
I don't know.
Oh.
What time is it?
It's after. Oh, my God. It's after 8.
Is it bedtime?
It might be bedtime.
Do I have time for some more news?
You've got time for more news, though.
Okay, good. Claire Fisher bought a napkin from a secondhand store, actually a set of napkins, and gave them to her sister, never once imagining their value. Far exceeded the $2 she paid for them.
Oh, I love these stories.
Yes. The value became apparent when her sister, 71-year-old Jan, sat down at her home in Belgrave, Australia for a meal. When she unrolled the napkin, out rolled $500 in cash and a decades-old pay stub. What? And you know what they did? They tracked down the rightful owner. Because the pay stub
had the name on it?
Yes.
Does it say how old the stub was? Just decades. Doesn't say
just
like
decades, yeah. And the rightful owner of the money said that she vaguely remembered putting it there. It would have been quite the hiding place, obviously, since decades later someone finally found it.
Yeah, because who uses napkins?
Right. Then you have to wash.
Well, you take them out once a year around here to do the Christmas decoration. So.
Yeah. I guess to say thank you, she invited the two sisters over for tea and has decided that she's going to use the money to fix her heater.
Oh, what a way to use the lost $500.
Right. So today's a big happy birthday for some famous people.
Okay.
You know, do you want to know who?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right. Nikola Tesla. He's passed away, but his birthday was today.
Yeah.
June 10th.
You know who he is?
Or July 10th. What month is it? Yes, he's the inventor of the electrical motor, arc lightning, and AC power.
Very nice. And radio.
Yeah.
He and Marconi did the radio thing together, and they fought about it all, who got the right patent and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, deal is that Tesla is supposed to be the big, smarter inventor.
Is that what the car is named after?
Mm-hmm. The Tesla electric car.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Jessica Simpson turns 31 today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she back down to her
I heard that
weight?
She looks thinner than she did. She yeah. was kind of big.
No.
And then finally, Gary LaVox.
Yeah?
From Rascal Flatts turns 41 today.
41?
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer a boy band.
Nope. They're just creepy.
Did you say creepy?
And in 17 days...
You said creepy.
I have a birthday.
Look at your... Why'd you say creepy? You're really red now.
They're a little creepy, don't you think?
I don't know. Maybe when they hear this, they'll let us know.
Son of a banana.
You're always afraid you're going to say something to offend somebody. I don't really care. It's like I was talking about Oprah's smelly panties the other day.
You did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you fix that laundry?
Yeah, I did.
And how did you end that? That was like, I'm guessing.
I'm totally guessing. I said I left laundry. I left laundry in the washing machine for too long, and now it stinks. I think it must smell like Oprah's panties after a run. I'm just guessing.
Right. You had to throw that out there. You didn't want people to think you actually knew what that smelled like.
What do you think it smells like?
Ew, okay. Whoa.
Come on, picture for just a second.
No.
How would you describe that musk?
I think this is not the topic that I want to discuss.
What do you want
What's
to discuss?
What's Corn Boy doing? You should probably talk to him about this.
He doesn't like can't do that anymore because he's...
I know.
He's all got the smackdown.
The smackdown. He's on a date. That's romantic and sweet. I wonder if they're taking face pics.
People are going, who's Corn Boy?
Well, people know.
Corn Boy?
Yeah.
Who's Corn Boy?
Your original partner.
Oh, yeah. That Corn Boy.
Who did you think I was talking about?
I knew.
How many Corn Boys do you have in your life?
I just try to confuse you in here every once in a while. See,
it's very easy.
I notice that.
You still love me.
You got another story?
Nope, that's it for today.
That's it?
Tuesday's out.
All right. Well, according to the clock on the wall and the clock on the computer, we're at 29 minutes and 43 seconds.
See, I gotcha.
You got us there today. We appreciate it. Thanks for doing that.
Uh-huh. And thanks for letting me just blab. I like blabbing.
I thought that was just the Malibu. See how I brought it back around? I brought it back around again. Pooh Bear, how'd you like that? Woo! Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys have a great day.
So Malibu, say Malibu.
Peace out.
All right. Well, if you had fun, make sure you tell your friends and share it with all your friends. You can find us online. You can Twitter for Miss Thang is PinkBarb27, and you can write her at PinkBarb27@yahoo.com if you want to send some story ideas or talk about Malibu recipes. And you can reach me at MudflapMcGrew@gmail.com. And I think that does it, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh,
yes.
Perky Jerky.
Perky Jerky.
While you're out, reach for a pack of Perky Jerky. Support our sponsor who supports us. They send me Perky Jerky every now and then. I get to give it away to you guys. I like that. All right, let's end it like we always do. God bless America. And listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, oom-bop-a, oom-bop-a, mow-mow.
I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind